With our current economy, there's no time to lose. Apothecary Herbs has their own version of the stimulus package. It includes sending you highly potent and certified organic herbal products at a 15% discount. Here's how it works. Mail in your order using our catalog order form, online downloadable order form, or if shopping on our website at thepowerherbs.com, print off the contents of your shopping cart, subtract 15%, add your shipping fee, and mail it in with your payment. Get well and save money. What could be better than that? Order by mail now and save 15%. Call Apothecary Herbs for a free product catalog toll-free, 866-229-3663, international 704-875-8010, or online, thepowerherbs.com. Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com. To Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Well, here on Herb Talk, we're here to empower you. That's what we like to do. So we got a great show. Thanks for joining us here on American Voice Radio. Metric stuff. So we're going to be talking about some New Year's resolutions and what you can do to improve health for the new year. So we got a lot of stuff to talk about. And we do have a quack report, but don't forget, coming up a week from today, we're going to be talking with Dr. Rebecca Carley. She'll be back here with us. And, of course, if you're interested in learning more about Dr. Carley, her website is reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com. I know, that's a mouthful. So we have a handy little a banner link on our links page. So you can click on that right off the powerherbs.com website to get there and learn more about what Dr. Carley has to offer. And she'll be with us on the 20th. And we'll be checking on in with her about, you know, Ebola and all kinds of neat things and see what she has for us. I'm working on having a new guest on. We're kind of in the talks with the PR people. So because I kind of came across by accident this really neat exercise routine. It's very low impact. And so I'm trying to get the host and author and I guess inventor of the technique on the show, so hopefully we can work that out and have that person on in the near future. Well, a big salute and semper fi, righteous men and women in uniform. We're lifting them up in prayer as usual, and I'm praying that there's righteous men and women all over this nation that will stand up and just say no to all this nonsense. If you read your good book, the Bible, it says we're supposed to plead to the Lord for justice and truth and righteousness. That's what we're supposed to do. That's what he wants us to do. And you can read all about that in Isaiah chapter 59. So, if you read the Bible, you'll find out what God thinks of liberals. He calls them vile. I challenge you to find that verse. But in the meantime, hit the knees, seek the Lord's face, you know, because we as a nation need some help. All the world needs some help. And mind the time. It grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. What do we have in the quacker? Here's a new research. Researchers from the University of Missouri wanted to find out just how people are reliant and close to their phone, our iPhone, their gadgets. So they did the study, and they found out they gave two groups some puzzles to work out. And one group had their phone with them. One group had not their phone with them, and they also had some wireless blood pressure cuffs on them. They were doing. The researchers wanted to find out, you know, what physical attributes happen when people don't have their phone with them. Well, it comes to find out that people that were doing, let's say, the research puzzles, the work they were supposed to be focusing on, well, their heart rates increased if they didn't have their phones, their blood pressure went up. They also experienced some anxiety and unpleasantness. So the researchers found that the subjects' performance also decreased compared to those who had their iPhones in their possession while they completed the similar task. So Russell Clayton, University School of Journalism and the lead author on the study, says that the results of the study suggest that iPhones are capable of becoming more of an extension of the person. And when they're separated, they experience a lessening of themselves, a negative psychological state. Well, the more reliant you are on something, the more, you know, unfortunate the circumstances you're going to experience when you don't have that item, see. And I guess more people are doing more on their phones, and a lot of information in there. It's pretty critical, I guess, to their daily function. So, yeah, they're going to have an issue. We got the situation here. Have to have my phone. Well, they're sleeping with their phones now. People just can't get away from their technology. We're going to get into a little bit of that technology in the first segment of the show today. Well, moving along in the quack report, here's another study published in the Journal of Pediatrics, which evaluated the effectiveness of texting parents reminders that they need to get their children's vaccines taken care of, whether it's flu shots or whatever. So the Columbia University Medical Center, their public health division, decided they were going to conjure up some new ways to, you know, persuade or move more people to comply with vaccine recommendations. So they sent what is called, quote, educational text message reminders about flu shots and so forth, to persuade parents to get their kids vaccinated. And the parents who received the educational text message complied, the study said, by 72.7%, whereas if they just got a standard text message, not an educational one, they complied by 66.7%, compared to people who got written reminders in the mail, 57.1%. So when they asked parents, why did you comply, over 60% of them said it's because they received a text message. That was their primary reason. Wow. That prompted them to take their kid down and get injected with disease because they got a text message. There's something wrong with that. Think about it. Oy. And I'm going to talk with Dr. Carly about that one. And last but not least, in the quack report, let's talk about high-fiber diets. They say are linked to lowering the risk of death. Yeah, mortality rates increase when people eat more fiber. It reduces the risk of chronic diseases, including heart disease, stroke, diabetes, and several types of cancers, according to the research. This is out of Rutgers Health. They said that the U.S. Department of Agriculture recommends, you know, us adults should have 14 grams of fiber every day and within 1,000 calories. But basically, you know, you should have several cups of fruits and vegetables raw each and every day. And over time, that improves your mortality rate, according to the research. So they say be careful about the low-fiber or even high-fiber diets. Your body needs time to adjust, they said, to increase the fiber content. So do it gradually, they say, over time. And you'll see blood pressure and cholesterol and insulin and come in line and reduces inflammation according to this research. So get that healthy fruits and vegetables in the diet and watch the magic happen. And that wraps the Quack Report. Did we miss a duck? Some sort of soundbite, Frank? Hello, Frank. Uh-oh. I guess everything's okay in technology land.
That's all, folks.
Well, better late than never. All right, let's talk about this. I'm going to call this section the body maps, okay? Because we live in an age where scientific medicine wants to map every square inch of the human body, including your brain. So we're told that the latest technology being used can spy deep into tissues, read blood vessels as if they were road maps, and chart the unknown territory of our body's secrets. Now, some experts think that this is just the beginning of what appears to be a Star Trek experience in scanning the body for health problems. Instant diagnosis is one of the goals that this new technology wants to promote, and it's driven by multiple scans of the body and computer software models. So this new era in medical science seems to be on the eventual road of automation involving very little human assistance. So this is called biometrics, and the seed of biometrics is said to have been planted in 1879 by a French police clerk by the name of Adolphe Berliton, or Alphonse Berliton, I guess that's how you pronounce that. So apparently he conceived of the idea that people should be identified by their specific body measurements. So fingerprinting is one of the first crude steps to the biometric age. So will this technology be a benefit or a burden? Well, we're going to check it out, okay? So right now it's huddle time because, you know, I see this massive big data technology, kind of like a football team in a huddle. You know, while in the huddle, the team gets strategy orders to launch against their opponent. So will these body scans be compiled in a cloud software to profile a person's health and maybe determine their level of worth or worthlessness? Question. Will the scans give false readings on how would patients go about correcting incorrect data? It's a question too. And will the data be used for health and life insurance or even employment? And will patients be forced to comply with treatments in order to qualify for benefits or employment? Just think about this stuff. Well, let's just check out one scan that has to do with the eyes. Let's look at the technology in the vision field that is aggressively being marketed at eye clinics in the United States and the UK for your standard eye exams. Now, people don't always get an annual eye exam, and most insurance plans pretty much have dropped the free annual exam. I don't know if you've noticed that. Even when insurance did cover it, we're told that 4 in 10 people did not have their eyes checked on a regular basis. So if you've been to your ophthalmologist or optometrist's office lately, you may have been introduced to some odd-looking and large pieces of equipment designed to scan your eyes. You may recognize the term optomap, as this technology scans and makes a map of your eye. So according to a reporter for the UK Daily Mail, Angela Epstein, she says this new technology is marketed as having superior early warning detection when something is wrong with the health of the eyes. So she reported that some believe this technology is not necessary and patients are convinced by staff that the old exams could miss something important and that they should opt for the new scan. So Angelus agreed to experience the OptoMap eye exam, and her experience should be a warning to us all. She was told the OptiMap scan can see 80% to 85% of the retina and could read early warnings of eye disease better than the conventional exams. So diseases like, you know, glaucoma and diabetes, cancer, and macular degeneration were discussed. So these scans map the cells of the eye as well as the tiny blood vessels that feed the eye. So patients are told that if the cells look like fish scales or a honeycomb, that this is the normal way a healthy appearance of the eye cell should look like, okay? So don't get alarmed. So the cost of the eye scans have kind of come down. 5 years ago, it would have added an extra $100 to your eye exam, but today the scans can be included in your normal visit, a fee of maybe $99 to $170, depending on where you go. So the OptoMap scan is done by laser, and it produces a digital image of the eye in just a few seconds. Now, it can be similar to looking into a camera flash, so get ready for that. Now, in Angela's case, the scan on her left eye appeared normal, according to the doctor, but the scan of her right eye produced anomalies, these tiny black specks. So the scan can pick up what they call pigmentation, which could indicate a serious health issue such as retinal tears. So in Angela's case, after returning for further examinations of her eye, it turned out to be an unthreatening adhesion, or basically a false flag that something was wrong. So she had 24 hours of anxiety that her vision health was at risk. And in the end, the physician had resorted to the conventional exams to determine if there was a problem. Now, according to some health experts, these laser eye scans are not for everyone, even though they are marketed to everyone and should not replace the conventional eye exam that people should have every 2 years. So obviously, we do not need to ask if this OptoMap scan is storing, you know, your iris scan data. You know, under the Affordable Care Act, all the health data is to be on one system. And we're told it is much harder for anyone to fake an iris scan, as the odds of two people having the same pattern are 1 in 7 billion. Now, iris biometrics are said to be safer and more secure than fingerprint biometrics, and criminals will dilate their pupils with eye drops to mask over 250 distinct characteristics of their iris. They don't want to get scanned. Well, let me read you some quotes from some physicians about this OptiMap technology, this biometric stuff. According to Dr. Larry Benjamin, he's an ophthalmologist for the Royal College of Ophthalmologists. He says this, screening such as OptoMap might be helpful for those with conditions such as diabetes. The majority of people have little anomalies in the backs of their eyes that are benign, not a problem. So if you could spot early warning signs in these cases, more could be done to prevent sight loss. But someone who has no family history of eye problems, disease, or symptoms should think twice about having a laser scan. So, you know, you could go through the same, you know, experience Angela had, where it was, you know, scary, but it was no problem. Here's a quote also from Dr. Robert Glass. He's an optician in Manchester, United Kingdom. He says, a routine eye examination competently carried out by an optometrist using the standard conventional equipment in today's office practices can often be more effective at detecting eye disease. That was his input. And lastly, let's see, Dennis Robertson, MD, he says, if you choose to have a laser retinal scan, make sure it's a complement to, not a substitute for, a traditional eye exam. End of quote. So there you have it. Doctors weighing in on that new technology. And we have to face it, because face even face recognition software is kind of secretly being used at every DMV office in the United States. You know, when you sit for your driver's license photo, you may be asked not to smile to improve the accuracy, especially with poor light exposure. So therefore, it's much harder for facial recognition software to identify someone in a crowd who is smiling. So smile up. All right. And also, here's another scan of the body that's, you know, kind of hot on the news wire. I want you to stick out your tongue and say ah, because one of the newest scans invented is the tongue scan. That's right. The software to identify a person by their tongue is being developed in Hong Kong by the Polytechnic University Biometric Research Center. And apparently the shape of the tongue is unique to each individual. Lasers scan the tongue in just 3 seconds and create this 3D picture. Researchers at the VIT University in India have taken the digital image of the tongue and combined it with their analysis software to identify illness. So the color, the shape, the size, the texture of the tongue can indicate if you have a vitamin deficiency, if someone has pharmaceutical toxicity, or even a fungal infection. What do you think of that? Well, and then there's the body language scans. Yes, yes. Law enforcement use body scans to log how a person walks, you know, their gait, their stride, how they talk and behave, you know, add the handwriting dynamics and even keystroke dynamics to the additional layers of identification, and voila. All this software has, you know, undergone extreme makeovers, producing massive algorithms to improve personal identifications. Yep. And then your personal computer can even identify you. That's right, because computer companies are also tapping into the biometrics to manufacture their technology and offer more security. Fuji is selling peripherals like the Palm Secure PC Login Kit, which is a mouse that can authenticate the user by analyzing the user's veins in their palm. Check that out. So I have to ask, are we going to have public scans eventually everywhere? Because the body scans at airports could one day be a staple item in just about every public place. So think of a door frame as, you know, your body scanner, like the ones that you see at courthouses. Currently, everyone knows when they're being scanned. However, with the technology becoming more micro in size, small, and sophisticated, these scanners can be built in as part of entrances to public places, just like, you know, the tracking chips, you know, and products, clothes and stuff. Now, devices such as this will be promoted as a necessity to protect public health, as you know. So these scanners can alert store managers if someone entering the store has a contagious disease. The same situation could be used at airports to prevent the spread of pathogens. So this will be the age of biometrics, turning the individual characteristics which we are born with into a human barcode and determining just about everything a person can or can't do. Check that out, right? But there is the vulnerability issue. The problem with the biometrics field, the problem it faces is this increasing risk of staying secure. So the data is extremely vulnerable to counterfeiting, and stronger encryption has to be implemented. Many security firms are using dual biometric systems simultaneously to confirm identity. Now, at some point, the 3D high-resolution software to help with security will be outdated. And then what? So heat sensors, maybe, to make sure you're human? I suppose a drop of blood to confirm that you are who you are, you know, DNA. Well, that's out of the question because the vaccines and the antibiotics and the GMOs are corrupting our DNA, changing it. So are we digging an ever-expansive biometric hole for ourselves? You know, because I think as society moves to be more automatic, it gets more out of control. So as the days go by, we are a step closer to automating the diagnostic process. The technology may assess things quickly, but will it accurately diagnose conditions? Disease detection by sensors, lasers, computers will be as good as their creators and as good as their encryption protection. So what are we going to be sacrificing for this biometric world? And are they actually curing with these new technology? Are they just, you know, regardless of the technology, this early detection stuff, the medical area shows really no signs to want to cure major disease, but they prefer to manage it. And as it is now, a healthy person over the age of 50 who has not taken a prescription medicine is looked at with awe. So the medical cartel expects and wants us to be ill, and healthy people are not the norm anymore. So people who also have, you know, people have a different view of what healthy really is. So if your life is sustained on prescribed medicines, and it's this is an indication of chronic disease, right?
It is.
And I hear the muzak, so that means we have to take a break. But I'm not done. I have more on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
Blinded by the light, wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
My engineer picking some really interesting music. All right, right before the break, we were talking about this biometric world we're entering. And, you know, if you do have a life that is sustained on prescription medicines, it's an indication of chronic disease and a weakness. So the body becomes a casualty to the drugs through a metabolic addiction process. So there are, you know, a few good souls in research and medicine that, you know, speak the truth, and they warn people about this kind of stuff, but the majority of them are protecting the system. And the system is really providing an illusion of health. Now, the part of the allopathic medical system today where it excels is trauma. But for preventative health care, no. They like to manage your disease, not cure your disease. But I say that's okay. Herbs are to the rescue, because I know it sounds over-optimistic, really, to a lot of people to rely on herbs for disease correction, but they do work, and they provide lasting restoration. Now, for the eyes, for example, there's a lot you can do except pop a bunch of krill oil capsules. Now, for instance, sugar is probably one of the most harmful products to consume if you have eye problems, especially if you have inflamed or dry eyes. Sugar will exacerbate that and make the condition worse. So, you know, I would substitute with some honey or maybe some stevia as a sweetener. Now, herbs that also help provide a lot of nutrients the eyes need, like your vitamin A, B, C, manganese, magnesium, flavonoids, selenium, and zinc, for instance. I like to use a combo of herbs for that, and it's called Herbal Eye Wash, and I use that product for my eyes. So you can rinse your eyes, you know, kind of give a mini cleanse to your eyes, and you can also take the product internally as well. So people are really amazed what they can do using some herbs, and they feel empowered as well as healthier. So if you'd like to learn how you can boost your immune system and cleanse away toxins to help organs regenerate, strengthen the body and get off the prescription drugs, or even how to use an herbal eye wash, then call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have a toll-free number of 866 866-229-3663. Now, if you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277, 704-885-0277, and the website is thepowerherbs.com. You can also get there typing in herbtalklive.com as well. But thepowerherbs.com, that's where your healthcare options just became endless. Now, if you're looking for a nip it in the bud cold and flu pack with more vitamins and minerals, a little bit stronger, then check out the My Three Amigos combo that's on their website, thepowerherbs.com. Now, right there on the homepage, you can pick up a coupon for free ground ship for that. And so that's in the continental U.S. No, you better hurry, though. The coupon expires on the 17th. So it's Three Amigos is the coupon you would plug in to your shopping cart or use over the phone if you want. And but you can't use it without a discount. So if you are in the Redemption Point program, you can't use it with that. So it's just free ground ship. And there you go, thepowerherbs.com. All right. Oh, yes, and if you haven't requested your free new 15th anniversary product catalog, the folks at Apothecary Herbs have that. It is on their website. If you want to download it, you can download the PDF version, or you can request a hard copy be mailed to you. We are slowly working through the client list, and we're sending out batches of the catalog each day. But if you want to call and inquire and see if you are on that list and it's been sent, that's fine. Otherwise, you can just order one and get empowered, because it's really a teaching tool. The catalog on the products, it really shows you how you can use herbs, you know, singly for a certain uses. And then if you want more power to do something else, you can add another herb, for instance, to it and magnify the power. So it's kind of a really neat teaching tool as well as a product catalog. So check that out, thepowerherbs.com. All right, we're going to talk about science a little bit here. And because, you know, people are so geared, their brain is so in tune with science. Science can do no wrong. It's a marvel, right? So we're in the scientific age. We're bombarded every day with supposedly genuine scientific facts, right? So science, you know, people get different images of science. They think of science as an authority. People wearing a lot of white coats and jackets, you know, they test the limits. They create new things that you know, defy, I guess, not only gravity, but, you know, disease. And supposedly, you know, almost like gods, you know, almost like gods in the scientific community. So people are really enamored with all that. And if they really just peel back some of the layers and do their own research and check things out, they see a lot of it's not what it appears to be. Now, you know, the term understanding is rooted in righteous judgment. Did you know that? So what we're to do when we're faced with some information like that, we're to be pillars upholding the halls of righteousness and really test science for what it says it's supposedly trying to convince us that it is. Now, influential industries and global politics have their foundations planted firmly in science. So the modern world, you know, really has become an addict to the drug called science. So why does the field of science carry such unprecedented authority that people rarely question it? And for the most part, trust it without proof of trustworthiness? Think about it. People are still trusting that flu shot after the CDC says it's pretty worthless this year. It's worthless every year. It'll give you the flu. It's an insane hypothesis. Let me protect you from the very disease you're worried about by injecting the disease into you. That's not how the immune system works when you bypass all the barriers, indicators, chemical coding that the body has set up so that it can make an antibody. When you inject it right into the blood, the body immune system thinks it's supposed to be there and doesn't create an antibody. Now, scientists have come out and said that's correct. You know, people that, you know, had to stand up and speak truth. That's what they said. So it's really an absurd theory, vaccines, inoculations. It really is. All right, so the field is really an enigma. outrageous, really. So let's just take a look at, for instance, medicines for a minute. Because a few folks are discovering that they don't own their medications own them, okay? When they're metabolically dependent on them, that's how it works. Sort of like, you know, when you buy a new car and you get a loan, you don't own the car, a car owns you. That's what I'm talking about. So science, you know, will tell you that let us manage your disease and you'll be well. Then, you know, how does managing a disease make you well? It doesn't. Now, there are diseases that are to be maintained and to be monitored and controlled, all with your drug therapy. So there are drugs that are our lifeline. A lot of people would perish without them. And nearly half of Americans are taking 1 to 2 prescription drugs. Now, the CDC published some key findings on prescription drugs, basically the dependency on them. They covered a course of 10 years, and the findings were people were taking at least one lifeline drug. It was 44 to 48% of the people they surveyed, at least on one drug that if they stopped taking it, they would die. And then people also were taking two or more drugs, not necessarily lifeline drugs, but two or more drugs between 25 to 31% of the people they surveyed. Now, 1 in 5 children, they say, were also on one lifeline drug. 9 out of 10 elderly take one or more medications a day. Most common drugs among children were for asthma and antidepressants. The most common drug among adults was cholesterol. And drug sales more than doubled between 1999 and 2008. Multiple drug use increased by 76% in America. If you were over 60 years of age. So if you were over 60, your multiple drug use, you use more than one prescription, shot up by 76%. And those with health insurance were 3 times more likely to be on drugs. Now, if you have health insurance, oh yeah, I'm going to make sure you're on something. Okay, now some people have said that they've try to cure themselves of their diseases with really no success. And, you know, they had to turn to the drug therapy to help them. Maybe it was their last resort, but nevertheless, there they are. Well, really, what did they try to better their health? Because a lot of people have different ideas of what health is. They have different ideas about lifestyle changes, you know? So what makes folks think of their health as okay if they're taking 3 drugs a day? Some people think they're pretty much healthy if they're taking 3 medications every day. See, the mindset's kind of off. So, according to Dr. Joseph Mercola, 75% of patients on heart drugs are given the wrong dose. Even if you do get the correct dose, it apparently doesn't mean it's going to be safe for you. Adverse drug reactions can happen with the correct dose even and cause 106,000 deaths every year on your heart medicines taking the right dose prescribed for you. This is science telling us this. They're making the drug safer for you. There you go. I don't think so. So everyone that takes a chance using prescription meds is altering their metabolism, their body chemistry, and science doesn't know what changes you'll be making, actually. Clinical trials today have been revealed to be riddled with a bunch of flaws and even downright fraud. But millions and billions of people are, and even doctors, are relying on that information to prescribe medicines to people. And people, no pun intended, swallow it. So You might want to pick up Shane Ellison's book. It's called Over the Counter Natural Cures. He was on the show a while back. Great book, very well written. He's a chemist. He used to work in the drug industry, but very easy to understand. So he's not going to be over your head. But he does give you inside information on how the drug industry uses a number of shell games to justify their scientific studies. You know, it's all about money, basically, is what he's saying. It's not about health. It's not about safety, he says. It's about friends in high places making lots of money, having more money than they know what to do with. And by the time people start dying and the FDA is forced to do something, can't turn their backs anymore, they've made billions, and they'll only be slapped with a little bitty fine. See? By the time the drug goes through clinical trials, the drug company is, you know, already invested millions a day. So the pressure's high that it be approved, if you get my drift. Any company or industry that's losing millions while the drug is waiting to be approved, you know, somebody's going to get tweaked to get that stamp ready for approval. See? That's how it works. Pressure on those conducting these trials and publishing the papers that push the pills in the clinical journals, it's just riddled with corruption and fraud, guys. It's just, and your doctors, even your doctors realize they don't know what publications they can trust anymore. So let me read you this quote by Richard Horton. He's the editor of The Lancet. He says, there is a tremendous amount to be gained by getting away with fraud in the medical studies. The reason is simple. A single paper in The Lancet Medical Journal, and you can get your chair, you can get your money. Chair is, you know, on a board, you know, high esteem position. It's your passport to success, end of quote, is what he says. So are you willing to now, when you go to the doctor's office and your doctor's writing a prescription, he's read The Lancet, he's read the journals, he's read maybe studies that are fraudulent, lying, and therefore he can't give you valid medical advice on what to take, can he? But he's believing the authenticity of the trials, and you're believing your doctor. Well, I guess the aim of the game in the medical profession, if you want to make a name for yourself, if you want to be wealthy in the medical science field, you need to be published at any cost, see, which makes the peer review of research papers pretty much a farce. So when you get fraudulent work and it's passed off as good science, this is when the pillars of science begin to crumble. So the veil is then lifted and you see the horrific scar on the moral body of science. It's completely evident. So you want to alert patients, you want ethical physicians, but they're finding it more difficult to trust the science and even recommending treatments on a lot of these drugs that they're reading about. Just think about all those people dying because of scientific fraud for a minute. So the exact number of those sacrificed most likely won't be known until the judgment day of the Lord. So we will have to tolerate, will we have to tolerate this? We're going to tolerate medical science as long as it sells, as long as it, as fraud pays. See, this is where I open the show and say I want righteous men of valor to stand up and stop this stuff. A lot of corruption across many, many landscapes in this world we have. So it seems to me that, you know, evidence-based science can most likely, most of the time, be a sham and not be accepted as fact. You should prove it before you use it. And I'm even with herbs, don't take my word for it. Go prove it before you use it. Hey, can I patent that or trademark that? That's kind of neat. Prove it before you lose it. Hey, get a banner ready. So there you go. Fertile ground for you to go investigate on, right? So so the image that science projects may not be real, right? May not be real. You need to check it out. Yep. All right, so we're going to move along here because I know I'm going to be running out of time here quickly. Oh, let me read you this quote by John Rappaport. He says, you are a gatekeeper. This is what he's talking about, the FDA. Your job on the first day of every year is to unlock the gate and leave it open so that people can pass through. But you know that when you open the gate, 100,000 people who pass through will die in that following year. Yet every January 1st, you keep opening the gate. That's what the FDA is, a gatekeeper. But of course, the people at the FDA are just like us. They wouldn't do that nasty business. They wouldn't lie. They wouldn't protect, you know, toxic chemicals that kill. They wouldn't do that. They wouldn't do that. But they did. They do. They continue to do it. Think about that for a minute, says John Rappaport. So you have some health choices out there. You have a brain. You have an inquisitive mind. Go investigate, because there's a whole bunch of natural ways to approach a problem. Not just one. There's multiple. And sometimes we can just combine them and really get the job done in a skinny minute. So I want you to do that. You know, prove it before you use it. Right? Now, of course, what we have on our website and in our new product catalog are people giving feedback on what happened when they used our products. So I think that's really important, not only for the consumer. You know, it gives people courage and encouragement, you know, to go out there and, you know, find their solutions, you know. You know, healthy solutions for everyday problems is what I want for everybody. So if you're interested, we do have the Power Herbs ebook. It's a PDF that we, it's 400 pages of healthy information and really talks about 13 herbs that if you are using over the counter or prescriptions, these 13 herbs, pretty safe to use. So it's a nice way to get introduced to a natural way of living. So it's on the website, thepowerherbs.com. It's just $14.99. And so you can get empowered with that. And, of course, learning tools everywhere. The newsletters that we have on the website, too, the Health Quest and the American Survival, those are free. They go out every week in the email. And you'll learn a ton of stuff. And it's all free. So I hope you will, you know, load that into your shopping cart because it's, you know, zero money. And it's all about empowerment and information, and information can empower you. So check that out. And the Powers book, $14.99, just put it on your computer, your laptop, your Kindle or whatever, and check that out. Now, there are used copies of the Power Herbs book that I wrote in 2000. You know, and herb information is timeless. It won't ever go out of date. These herbs have been around for thousands of years. They still work. See, that's God's chemistry right there. Perfect. Anyway, used copies on Amazon. Outrageous amount of money people are selling used copies for. They start in the hundreds. One book was for over $5,000. I guess it was a signed, I don't know. It's just outrageous. But you can get the PDF version for $14.99 at thepowerherbs.com. And, you know, I don't have time to talk about our New Year's resolution stuff. And we were going to jump in there and talk about, you know, how you can detox using baths, fast track a lot of emotional baggage right out of the body, chemically speaking, because emotions are translated into chemicals and can hurt you. So, you know, so why be the victim forever? So anyway, we'll have to save that for another day. And I will. I promise. Thursday, I will save it for Thursday. We'll talk about some detox baths then and what you can do. And by the way, you can learn a lot about that in the Power Herbs book if you're interested. We have a whole segment in that book. I was talking to a lady today who her daughter was going to give birth and wanted tips on nursing. I said, oh, you've come to the right place because I've had three children. The first child I had, I was awful at nursing because I had nobody to tell me how it should work, right? It should be natural, but there's some things that come up when you nurse, and it could just make it a very unpleasant experience, and this is probably why mothers quit nursing. So I have a lot of neat little tips in there that I learned over the course of mothering three children. And so if you don't make enough breast milk or if you make too much breast milk, there are some things you can do to help your body adjust that. And if you get mastitis or thrush, yeast infections, that kind of thing. So the book is for moms too and children and everybody that wants to be empowered using God's good herbs because they're here for the service of man. That's what God said in Psalms 104. Through King David. And then in Genesis, he said herbs are meat. That's how powerful they are. They're protein, lots of strength to them. So I encourage you all to tap into the healing power of God's good herbs because once I did, I never looked back. I never looked back. And I'm so, so thankful and so blessed by the information the Lord has given me. And I try every day to impart some of that to you so that you can be empowered and blessed and hopeful and share it with others and, you know, benefit their lives. So that's what it's about. So do pick up a free product catalog. We do have the 15th anniversary product catalog in. It is a learning tool as well. So it's an educational tool as well as, you know, list of products and so forth. So check that out at thepowerherbs.com. If you want to download the PDF version, you can right away to your computer. Or you can ask for a mailed copy to be sent to you free of charge. And we'll do that toot-sweet in first-class mail. So I hope you'll do that. I can see by the clock I'm out of time, but don't forget, Dr. Carly's going to be with us on the 20th. We'll check in with her, see what's going on in her wellness world. And you can check her website, the Reversing Vaccine-Induced Diseases site, by clicking her banner on the links page. And if you miss any of my shows, which I hope you won't, you can always hit the archives either on American Voice Radio or at thepowerherbs.com and share them with your friends and family and spread the good news, right? Absolutely. I'm out of time. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure disease, so seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well. We'll be right back.